Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to each and every one of you. This is NAB with Talk. Rachel Moore calling in from Miami, Florida. Just super excited to have each and every one of you on the line tonight. This morning, we will be speaking with Miss Yolanda English. She is a leader in finances and in financial business and in financial education. So we are super excited about having her on the line this morning. I just want to say good morning to you, Yolanda. Good morning, Yolanda. We are on the air. I sure wish I could hear. I knew if anybody else was on here. This is Rachel Moore calling in from Miami, Florida. I'm hosting NABWIC Talks this morning, National Association of Black Women in Construction. We will be speaking with Ms. Yolanda English this morning. She has extensive experience in developing and administering entrepreneurial workshops, but she is literally a leader in financial education. And so we are so excited about having her on the line this morning. This is the voice of black women in the construction industry. So glad to have you on NABWIC Talks this morning. Can you guys hear me? Yes. Oh, I called in that number you gave me, and I'm on here talking, but nobody. Okay, so, but if y'all don't hear me, can they hear me? Okay, what I'm trying to say is I can't hear anyone, so I don't know I. Okay, so let me go to, you said log. No, it said, my screen says we're on the air. Oh, right, but if I'm on the air and I'm supposed to be talking to Yolanda, I don't hear Yolanda saying anything. Okay, so in other words, I do need to log in. Okay, just, it's okay. So you're saying the log, okay. Let me see what you're telling me is going to work. I'm at this thing. 2, 1, 3. All right, I'm on the computer. Testing 1, 2. Okay, so you guys actually can hear me. I'm trying it out on another phone here. The only situation we're dealing with here is that I cannot hear Yolanda. Yolanda, can you say something, please? Okay, so we are on live. This is Rachel. And hello? Good morning, NABWIC. This is Rachel Moore. I'm hosting NABWIC Talks this morning. We're just super excited to be on and glad to have each and every one of you on. We will be speaking this morning with the phenomenal Yolanda English right out of Miami, Florida, and she will be joining the line in just a moment. Yolanda, good morning. Good morning, Yolanda. Well, I want to be honest with each and every one of you. I sure wish I knew how to use this system and make it such that you could hear me and you could also hear Yolanda, so you can enjoy our conversation. This is the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Good morning to each and every one of you. Super excited that you took the time to call in this morning. I am having an amazing conversation with Ms. Yolanda English. I want to introduce her to the line. Ladies, you are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction, and we are excited that we are able to speak with Yolanda English this morning. She is a leader in financial education, and I would like to introduce her to the line at this moment. Good morning, Yolanda.
Good morning, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
Wow, we are so excited to have you. Can you just take a moment and share with our listeners about yourself and how you came to be in the industry that you're involved in right now?
Oh, sure. Well, I'm from New York City. Had earned a bachelor's degree from Wilberforce University in the area of finance. Over the years, I had the pleasure of raising two wonderful young ladies. And now I spend my time helping clients grow the money they have and locate the money they need.
Wow. So tell us about some of your client base. What types of industries or areas are they from?
Many of my clients are small business owners, as well as professional doctors, lawyers, teachers, people who are concerned about saving for their retirement, of course, and also business owners who need help not just getting the capital they need for their money, but even having the tools that they need to grow their business, such as marketing and infrastructure and logistics.
So you are helping small businesses actually access money through what lender to grow their business? How do they go through the process?
Well, I sit down with them and find out what their needs are because I don't believe in any cookie-cutter solutions. So I sit down, find out what their needs are, depending on their background, their industry, what they need the money for. I would present financing options that are best for them. So it really varies. It can be an SBA loan. It could be PO and PO financing, factoring. It could be equipment leasing. So depending on what they need, I would provide the best option for them.
Wow, and your clients are mostly in the Miami area or Florida, or are you able to service
Actually,
people?
All over the U.S., anywhere in the continental U.S.
Excellent. So all different types of industries, businesses, startups, it doesn't really matter?
Exactly, as long as they have good credit.
Wow, that's hard to find these days. So what is your vision for what you're doing with entrepreneurs, business owners? Where do you see this going, let's say, in the next 3 to 5 years? What do you think that you will actually be able to go out and create?
Well, what I'm hoping to do is I've been doing a lot of boot camps, small business boot camps, and training seminars and workshops. So I'm hoping to do more and more of those. I'm doing it for different nonprofit organizations and governmental organizations, and my goal is to spend most of my time doing that. I'm also looking to take some of my courses that I teach and bring them online so that people you know, in the convenience of their home can take advantage of this great information we have for them. So that's something that we plan on doing over the next few years.
Amazing. So, Yolanda, talk to us a little bit about what a person would expect to learn or experience at one of your business boot camps.
Well, one thing they're going to get is they're going to get one-on-one coaching at our boot camps. It's not just coming to learn information in marketing or technology or saving money or obtaining finance. They're going to get one-on-one coaching in those actual areas. So throughout the boot camp, they're learning, but they're learning how to apply it to their particular business. They're learning how to create a SWOT analysis, the 30-second commercials, what's unique about their businesses. We brainstorm on everything from the business name to the target market, you know, to make sure that they've formed their business and they're focused on the right area.
Wow, that sounds exciting, and this is something that takes place all in a one-day camp?
Yes, we have one-day camps, we have three-day camps, we have several different programs. We have 10-week classes, one-year programs, with, you know, they include business coaching throughout the year to really help businesses grow, especially when they take on new contracts. There's a lot of pain points, pain indicators that happen to a company that, say, is a $500,000 company, and all of a sudden they get a $3 million contract from a prime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of growing pains that they may go through, and we help in that area as well. We help make sure that their people, processes, and their technologies are in place to help them grow with this new, you know, income and this new amount of product or service that they have to output.
Amazing. So, Yolanda, I mean, as I'm sitting here listening to you talking, I'm just so proud and I'm excited about what you're going out and doing for those folks that want to be in business and they're starting up, those existing businesses that are looking to grow. But I also heard you say something about working with nonprofit organizations. Can you talk to us a little bit about those organizations and how they're actually using you or what that relationship is really about?
Well, nonprofits who care about, you know, the low to moderate income people, they put monies aside so that service those areas, that demographic. A person who has a low income may not be able to afford to attend my boot camp, so there are different nonprofits that will pay their way, which is excellent. So they get to come in with their business idea, with their business, that's already started, and get some actual brainstorming, coaching, some input on their idea. So this is a wonderful avenue for people who may not necessarily be able to afford to go on their own.
Wow, that's amazing. So listen, we're at a point where we're coming to a close, but I was wondering, is there a particular business or nonprofit organization that you were a part of that startup and it has gone on to do some great things, a particular business that you were involved with that you're really proud of what that business has done, and you're glad to say, look, I was a part of that a business or that business owner's beginning. And so I wonder if you wanted to talk to us about any particular company that you've seen go from just an idea to something big and you know you were a part of it.
Oh, sure. There's a company in New Jersey that I helped from the beginning when they were just working out of their homes. It's a dessert company called Just Desserts by Sparkle. And they started cooking brownies and sweet potato cheesecakes in their home, and now they not only have a wonderful shop in New Jersey, but they're about to expand into about three of the major malls in North Jersey. So we're really proud of the growth that company has experienced.
Wow. So listen, you are obviously a wealth of information, and you are obviously going to help several business owners and startup owners across the country really help, you know, because right now that's what the president, that's what the country is saying. Hey, we're looking for people to start businesses and hire. Instead of looking for jobs, we need people to start businesses and provide some jobs. And I can see where you will be an intricate part of helping a person who doesn't know anything about a business or doesn't know all the things that they need to know about being a startup, and it's in that fragile time that you will be able to assist them, and I'm very glad for that. And so I want to for people to be able to know how to get into contact with you, how to use your services, how to access you, and how to go through this process with you. And so if you can just take a moment, Yolanda, and just share with people your contact information, your website, or your email, or anything that you want a person to know so that they can maybe use your services and be able to grow their business with your assistance.
Absolutely. They can find me at YolandaEnglish.com, which is quite easy. As long as you remember my name, you'll know how to find me. YolandaEnglish.com. You can email me at info@YolandaEnglish.com, or you can call me at 305-831-5692.
305-831-5692. Wow. And so, listen, those of you that stayed on the line, we are so excited about the information and the conversation we were able to have with Miss Yolanda English right here in Miami, Florida this morning, and we definitely pray that you gain something from it. We want you to continue to tune in to NABWIC Talks. This is the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in the construction industry, and we want to grow our listening base. And so please continue to listen in, refer us to a friend, and go join our email list at www.nabwic.org so that you can get the announcement of each guest that we'll be having in on every Wednesday or Thursday morning. We want you ladies, you business owners, to go out and have an amazing day, make something happen, and prosper. And we definitely look forward to having you listen in next week on NABWIC Talks. This is Rachel signing off from Miami, Florida, and thank you, Yolanda, for your conversation this morning. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Rachel.
Awesome. Bye-bye.